can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright.
Good afternoon and welcome to our show, Live, Laugh, and Be You. I would love to introduce our host, Ms. Audrey Lynette, our seasoned access practitioner, and myself, Linda Laskowski, her co-host and co-owner of Viable Options of North Kansas City. We're having kind of a girls' show today, which is open to everyone. We've given the day off for David, and we've given him some initials to spend his day. They're called PCT. And they sound very important and very official, and so he's taking some personal care time and possibly will be with us next week. So now before we get started on this rocking show that I've been waiting for all week, Allowance for You and Your Body, what is it? We're going to find out just what is Audrey's secret seasoning. So, Audrey, should I say what's up, mate, or what's cooking?
Well, you could say any of it, honey. It's all Australian. How does it get any better than that?
She'll so be that wasn't that scary, was it?
No. You did it, baby. Yay! How does it get any... I was feeling the nerves, though, honey. I have to say, I was like, who does this belong to? I was like, oh, it's Lynn!
Yeah, that was me. I've never done the intro before, so here we are. I'm doing the intro.
You did it, honey. There you go. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible? And I can think again. Woohoo! Wow. I love it. That was a perfect intro for today's call.
Thank you.
For today's
Thank
show.
You.
Absolutely. Yes. How does it get any better than that? So breathe now.
I am. Us girls are taking it out here. We're going.
Are.
We're zooming. Yeah. We are.
Hello, everybody. It is a girl's day today. David is having some personal care time. How does it get any better than that? He's had a very, very, very full week, so his domestic engineer duties have been postponed for a couple of weeks so he can catch up on himself,
yes.
Which is a very good thing to do. I just went away for overnight and spent a bit of personal care time, you know, that time where you actually allow yourself to be whatever you choose for a whole 24-hour period. Wow. Is it interesting?
Yeah. Share with us what that feels like.
Well, it can feel great. It can be so many things. It's like, ever noticed how you go on a holiday or a vacation and it takes you days to sort of settle in? It's like you need 1 week to relax and then the second week to play.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Well, in our busy lifestyle, it's like I've been talking to you all about having space for you where you actually go and spend maybe 10 minutes a day or 1 hour a day to just take care of you. And I know I keep using the words take care. It's like how many of us are actually always thinking of everybody else or what we need to do in our day? Like how many of you wake up in the morning and go, oh, wow, what do I need to do today? Where do I need to go? What do I have to see? Et cetera. How does that feel first thing in the morning? I know you don't do that at all, Lynn.
Oh, no, never.
Lynn can put a list together in no time. It's like,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, zap, there's a list.
Yeah.
And whenever we have our lists, it's almost like I have a list and I just jump into action. And I have a dear friend who resists the list as often as he can so as not to do what's on the list and finds everything else to do around the list.
Yeah, that doesn't work sometimes.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So what would it be like to not have to wake up every day with a list or resisting a list? So that's sort of like the day I took 24 hours where I didn't have a list. I didn't have to be anywhere. I didn't have to do anything. I took my phone with me, and I noticed that I tend to look at that every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Because when I'm used to it ringing so much, or I'm used to things being emailed, etc. So one of the things I realized this time was maybe I put my cell phone away so that I don't see it, and then I can do more of that.
Very good, yeah.
Each little step, you know. But that 24-hour period where you just allow yourself to not be at anybody's agenda, not be at your agenda, and just throwing the lists away and looking at, okay, what would I choose next? And one of the cute things that happened, it's like I'd have all these things start running through my head, and I'd go, okay, who does that belong to? And it would go, and that was good. And then I'd spend a few minutes doing that, and then I'd have another wave come up, and I'd be like, oh, wow, I should have done this, and I should have done that. Oh, hang on a minute, who does that belong to? And as you can hear me say, I'm saying who does it belong to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the tools I want to highlight today, because it really is one of those ones that we can use to assist you and me and everybody to have allowance of you and your body. So I know I've talked to Lynn about that, because you know I can talk and go around the world and then come back to a tour.
Yes, it's like you've been on the Concorde. Just
yes.
Zooming around.
That's yes. Right. Well, now I've had a 24-hour take care of me day. I'm like, woo-hoo-doo-doo, I'm still playing. How does it get any better than that? So what else is possible? So please know that Lynn asked me what the 24-hour care day was. It's pretty much that. You wake up in the morning, you put your list aside, and you go, okay, so what would I like to do today? Or I always include my body and go, okay, body, what grand and glorious adventures are we going to have today? What would you like to do? Is there anything you require of me? And if I get a hit of something, I'll do it. If I get a hit to eat something, I'll check it out and taste it. If it tastes good, woohoo. If it doesn't, oh, well, I put it aside. And I allow myself and my body permission to do whatever we would like that day. Now, sometimes it isn't easy to take a full 24-hour period. You know, I work a lot, so I'm running around. So I like to have that where I have a full day to catch up. However, if you're able to, you can do that in an hour period as well. You just take an hour aside a day, and no lists, no phones, no emails, unless you choose to. Okay? If that hour is, what would be fun for you? What would be fun for me to do right now? What would be fun for me to see right now? What would I like to choose right now? And I always include my body. Body, what would you like to do? What can we share together? What would be fun for both of us that would allow us to have peace and ease and relaxation? Now, please know that if you don't get, well, I'd like to go to the mall, or I'd like to go and get this from your body, that's okay. It's not necessarily going to come in that form.
No.
If you're one of those people, rock on, you know. How does it get any better than that? But for most of us, it isn't like that. You'll get a sense of joy or a sense of peace when you look at what it is you may choose to do. You may choose to go for a walk. You may choose to go for a swim. You may choose to sit and read a book. You may choose to make a cup of tea and look at your navel.
Yes.
Or look outside. It's all allowed.
Sometimes for a mom,
mm-hmm.
especially with small kids,
mm-hmm.
it's just maybe a half an hour not having somebody scream, Mom. I mean, I used to pray for that. Like, where is your mother? When is she coming to get you? And then I go, oh, God, I am your mother. So, yes, just a couple minutes of doing that is rejuvenating and relaxing.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can do 30 minutes, as we've talked in other shows, even 10 minutes of pure allowance. And again, using that word allowance, pure allowance is everything just rolls over you like a rock in the stream. You're just allowing everything, all the noises, all the thoughts, anything that you're perceiving just rolls over you, and it's just a really interesting point of view. doesn't mean you allow the kids to climb all over you, or you sit in the road and get run over. I know that was extreme. Rolling over you. I thought that was fun. I just had the visual of that little squealy pig again going there.
I know. I saw it too.
That's I thought Gary.
You have a visual and I see it too.
See, I can see clearly now.
Yeah,
and I
we
get it all around. How does it get
rid of those little clouds, didn't we? Yep.
So it's that energy of just letting things roll by you and roll through. If you've ever done meditation, you notice how you have to quiet your mind and you're in there and the shopping list is going you through and you go, oh, no, and you try to push it away. Or you start to think about rearranging the furniture or, oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. And all whatever you try to quiet your mind, everything will just come up. And it's like noise and all those forgotten things that you forgot to do. Oh, no, I forgot to turn the kettle off. Well, hopefully they're automatic now. Yes. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where all those things that you've forgotten or have put aside or where all the day just starts rushing through your head. Okay. So with the difference that I'm talking, instead of trying to fight it and push it away, I'm suggesting that you take the 10 minutes to allow it to just run through. Let it go through. It's just an interesting point of view. Oh, wow, yeah. Okay, well, how? Oh, cool. And not have to do anything with it. So, for instance, you're not reacting to it and you're not having to do anything with it. So it's 10 minutes of just letting it all flow through with no action or reaction required. And then if you'll actually give that, if you gave that a go this week, just allowed that to happen, to just let everything run through, how fun does that feel? How do you think about that, Lynn?
I like that, yes.
I'm having a, I'm excited. That was really good pause for a moment so that everybody can sort of sense that. Now, if you're starting to do it right now, awesome. And if you listen, that's how I actually listen to information. The way I'm just describing you is when people are talking with me, I just let it go through and observe it. I'm not having to take any action or reaction of it. So what I'm describing is that allowance where you're just allowing it to go through. That's interesting. Oh, wow, that's interesting. And not having to do anything with it. So what would it take for you to be able to do that 10 minutes a day to allow yourself to have a sense of allowance and let that happen? Now, that's just 10 minutes a day. We're not going to set a big target because I know everybody's busy and there's always a lot to do and there's a lot to see and there's so many thoughts running through your head, so many feelings going on, and I know you all have had emotional periods where it's just like, how does it get any better than that? I'm having a build up then for the the tool.
I can feel it. I know it's built. I mean, I'm getting higher in my chair as you're building this up.
I know. Well, I went from allowance, just letting things run through your head and not having to do or act on any of them. Just let them go through. Now, some of you might be thinking, yeah, but if it's quiet, I need to jot them down. And if that's the case, jot them down, okay? If you are, but it's just jotting them down. It's not having to do anything. What I'm saying is it's like allowing it to just go through, observe it. If you want to write it down, write it down. But if you can get to the place of just letting it go through, you'll hit a peace that just allows you and your body to relax. Because you're not acting on what's in your head. You're not reacting with any sort of emotion or feeling or judgment about what's going through your head. You're just allowing it to go through. And that energy, that state of being, that space, wow, what else is possible if you can have a sense of that for yourself? So what would it be like to give that a try? And I started getting excited and I said, you know, because all it's you're full of thoughts and you always have lots of thoughts going on and lots of feelings and lots of emotions. Okay? So letting those go through is going to give you a sense of peace, a sense of ease, and an awareness. And it'll probably be an awareness of something for you and your body, which is a lot of fun if you'll allow it. However, when you're busy in the day, do you ever notice that you have a million thoughts run through your head and you have all these sensations going on to your on your body, and when you start to look at them, you define them as feelings? One of the awarenesses in access, one of the tools in access, and this is something that has literally given me freedom from pain and upset and a lot of physical stuff as well. So those of you who have been asking me about physical stuff, please know that the tool I'm about to share with you has really shifted and created ease for me with my body throughout all the rehab and recovery and change and transformation. So it really is a useful one. Some of you may have heard it because I use it all the time and I talk about it a lot when you're with me. And it's about 98% of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you have running through your head all the time don't belong to you. How does that sound? Does that make you feel lighter in your universe? And you go, huh, wow, or heavier? If it's lighter, wee-hoo, and it probably is for most of you. Because 98% of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you're actually perceiving aren't even yours. You're just aware of them. You know, our 10 minutes of sitting there and just letting everything go through, you're not acting on them. Well, 98% of all that stuff isn't even yours anyway. How does it get any better than that, and what else is possible? So one of the things that you can use to change that is this tool of, for every time you have a thought, a feeling, or an emotion, ask, who does it belong to? Is if you ask, again, that wonderful tool we have in access of questions, if you ask a question, if it isn't yours, you don't even have to know whose it belonged to in the first place. It just goes. And it'll make you feel lighter and the thought will disappear. So it's like, who does this belong to for any thought you have? You can also do it for any feeling, and you can also do it for any emotion. So for all thoughts, feelings, and emotions, I also do it for any pain or discomfort, and I also do it for any hunger. So any thoughts, feelings, emotions, pain, or hunger, if you first ask when you sense something like that, who does that belong to, it will lighten up because it's not yours. How does it get any better than that?
It is a wonderful tool. Absolutely wonderful, especially the hungry one. When I feel hungry or I sense that I'm hungry, I always say, who does this belong to? And then I wait a couple of minutes and I'll have a big glass of water or something. And usually I just walk away because it's not really me who's hungry. Somebody's hungry out there. I'm just picking it up. So I'm just going to give it back to them.
Exactly. My sweet husband, he is wonderful. He looks like a model. And
yes, he does.
And he's very cute. And he forgets to eat. He forgets to eat. And me, personally, I don't require as much food, so I'm usually not eating through the day. But as soon as he walks through the door, all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, I'm famished. What do I need to eat? And I go, oh, hang on a minute, who does that belong to? I was like, honey, have you eaten today? Can I get you something to eat? So, yes, it's very funny. Even people who have dinner with us, they'll be walking around with us. They'll go, oh, wow, I'm just really hungry. I say, is that yours? And they go, oh, no. It's like, yeah, no, sorry, I forgot to eat again.
Yeah.
How does it get any better than that? What else is possible? So, yeah. Your body has a huge, we're just so aware, and whenever we pick up these thoughts, feelings, or emotions and we buy them as ours, that's when we start acting or reacting to other people's points of view or their awarenesses. So this tool that we're playing around with right now or sharing with you is a really useful one for absolutely everything and anything. And the play, here's the play, home play, if you want to give it a go, is that if you will ask every time you have a thought, feeling, or emotion, pain or hunger, who does this belong to? For 3 days, you'll get a chance to have peace in your head. Now, any of you thinking that's really hard work? Yeah, it is, and you'll probably forget how to do it, and then you'll remember halfway through the first day, and then you go, oh, so you'll do it again. And that's still working, you know. Every single time you ask, who does it belong to, it's working. So whether you get to do it diligently every minute of every day for 3 days, or you just remember to ask it whenever you have a thought, feeling, or emotion, pain or hunger, it will work. I was a bit obsessive about it when I heard it. It was the first time I ever heard this tool. I was in a class, and I'd done 2 days with Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, and so much had changed in my life. I was so different. Like, I literally, at the end of that two-day class, walked from the hotel that the class was at, to my hotel, and I realized I'd forgotten the crutches I'd taken there that morning. So I actually walked a whole mile after the class, and I walked into the receptionist of the hotel, and she said, didn't you have crutches this morning? I'm like, oh, yeah. It was awesome. So I had such a relief after that class. And just before I left, Gary was asking about questions, and I said to him, well, Gary, you know, I've been diagnosed as OCD, and I have to be out there in the world again. How am I going to take this lightness and this ease with me and my body? What do I do out there again? And he said, well, he said, if you will ask for every thought, feeling, and emotion, who does it belong to, for 3 days, he said, you will have peace in your head like you haven't ever experienced. So I was writing it down on my sheet, you know, who does this belong to for 3 days? And he goes, but you won't do that. But don't tell me I won't do that. Of course I will do that, which was very clever to do. And I obsessively said, who does it belong to for every thought, feeling, and emotion? And I added pain and hunger because I had chronic arthritis pain and back issues and all that sort of thing. So whenever I hurt, I asked, who did it belong to? And within three days, I was sitting talking to somebody, and all of a sudden I realized I didn't have any pain in my body. And then I gelled and I had nothing in my head. And I got so excited because it literally was a sense of peace that I hadn't had ever that I could recall.
Pretty scary, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Excited, scary and excited.
I know. I wanted to share it with everybody and mm-hmm. say, oh, my God, just do this, do this. However, you know, not everybody's willing to receive it or able to receive it, and it doesn't make sense to everybody, you know. So, however, it made sense to us, and the more we did it, the more peaceful we got, and the more laugh we could find, and just everything.
Yes. It's very cute. I hear you two do it together now. It's very fun. Who does that belong to? Oh, who does that belong to?
Yes.
Once you get freedom, you do want to tell everybody about it.
I know.
Yeah. I know. You found that out then.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
That's the beauty of you, honey. When you find something that works or changes your life, you'll use it and you'll share it with everybody.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Julie Andrews standing on the Alps, you know, Sound of Music. Let's just tell the world.
The hills are alive.
Not so much.
With this wonderful new tool.
Yeah. So, well, I've even been known to say it strongly. Like, mm-hmm. you know, who does this belong to? Who the friggin' hell does this belong to?
I have heard that version, yes.
There are a few, except I'm sure the radio bans those explanations, so we'll just move on.
Yes. Well, yeah. You have a way about you, darling. How does it get any better?
I know. And you love me. You
I
love
do.
Me
I love you. I so totally do. It's way too much fun. See, and it's not about taking any of this seriously, okay? Now, I know some of you, and I'm very grateful for everybody that listens and everyone that's been responding to us. I love your emails and your phone calls, and I look forward to sharing more of everything that you're asking. And it's like, I know some of you are really using these shows and applying the tools to your life. Rock on, honeys, and how does it get any better than that? This tool is something that if you'll add it to your life, it's going to make it easier. So if you will take the time for 3 days to make this tool a priority, and maybe we'll do something like that, Lynn. Maybe we'll have it where we all plan on doing 3 days of Who Does This Belong To and have a lot of fun with it. That if you will allow yourself to do that for 3 days, Who Does It Belong To, for every thought, feeling, and emotion, please do not worry about getting it correctly. There isn't any right or wrong to this. It's just if you will ask that question, who does it belong to, you will begin to break the pattern and the habit of having to take on everybody else's stuff. Okay? I'll say that again. You will break the habit of the pattern of taking on everybody else's stuff. It will creep in, it will grow, it will change so that you can end up having more peace and more ease for your body and your life. I had one of the most active heads I could possibly. It was always going on. And I was able to do that. I taught meditation for people so that they could have peace and ease in the head. And I would still hear noise while I was meditating everybody else to having peace and ease. And then when I started using this tool, it broke that chain, it broke that habit, and I can actually have peace and ease now. And what we talk about in Access is that you end up becoming the walking, talking meditation if you'll allow yourself to use this tool. So it's not one that you can mess up. In fact, you can't mess up any of the tools. So who does it belong to? Every time you think of it, say it. It will lift the energy and create a different possibility.
And that's all you're trying to do is break the energy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're letting go of the habit of taking on all the thoughts. And one of the things when you have such an active brain is you try so hard to push it all out of your head. And how much energy are you using to try and get rid of the thoughts or get rid of the feelings or get rid of the emotions? Like all that energy that you're actively actually using to get rid of them, if you just do who does it belong to, you'd have all that energy available to you again. Oh, wee! How does it get any better than that? I can feel a clearing coming on.
Yes, I do. I was going to say, oh, Audrey, I think a clearing should be happening right about now.
I know, I'm getting excited. My body gets excited. Woohoo! How does it get any better than that? So just using that energy that we were talking about. So how much energy have you currently been using to avoid or try to keep away or push or get rid of all that thought, mind chatter, feeling and emotion that you've had going on? And how much of it is actually yours? Okay, so more than 98% or less? Yeah,
probably lots more.
Maybe 110,000% of it.
Yeah. So
everything that you have been using to push away other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Now, that doesn't mean when we clear this, that you're going to be flooded with thoughts. No. I'm just saying all that energy that you've been using has probably been contributing to a lot of other stuff. So we're just going to ask you if you'd be willing to choose to let go of everything, all that energy that you've been wasting or warping from your universe in order to try and have some peace and ease and calm. Would you be willing to let that go? And to return all the thoughts, all the feelings, all the emotions that don't belong to you to where they originally came from with ease.
Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So this is another part of this tool as well. When you ask who's it belong to, if it's a recurring thought that keeps showing up, you can say, oh, hang on a minute, can you please return to sender with consciousness attached so that everybody else can let go of it as well? So when you return it to sender, what it does is if 98% of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions don't belong to you, then they probably don't belong to all the other people that have been buying them as well. So when you ask who's it belong to, return it to sender, it actually goes to the person who, whoever it was that originally started the thought, and it might have even been 11,000 people down the line. You do who does it belong to, and it goes back to that return it to sender, to that 11,000th person with a list. I'm sorry, my tongue just got tongue-tied then. When you say with consciousness attached, consciousness is awareness of everything, judging nothing, and allowing them to choose again whether they wish to buy it or not as well. So you're giving people choice. You're not returning it and smacking them around. You're returning it to sender with consciousness attached so they can choose to let it go as well. So what would it be like if even two of us are doing who does it belong to and we're letting go of the having to buy that thought, it can free it up for everybody else. How does it get any better than that? However, we're not choosing to do it for everybody else. If you'll simply choose to do it for yourself, that's what can happen. So here it is. Who does this belong to? Return it to sender with consciousness attached. How does it get any better than that, and what else is possible? So everything that hasn't or didn't allow you to receive that or to have that tool or anything that might have come up in your universe about, oh, but I don't want to hurt anybody. Oh, I wouldn't want them to be affected by it. What if it was just an interesting point of view and it was just a thought and it could be let go? You're not sending anything horrible back to anybody. You're just releasing it to go where it was originally started, and then they can choose to change it or not. It's up to them. So you're giving them freedom to choose, and you're exercising your freedom of choice as well. Who does that belong to? There we go. So everything and anything that hasn't allowed that or didn't allow that to be an ease, joy, and glory experience before, will you now destroy and uncreate it all thoroughly and utterly?
You betcha.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good and bad, pop and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So who does it belong to? Return it to sender. And for all of you out there with different physical things going on, please know that this works on your body as well. For years I'd had chronic arthritis from the age of 12. I had all sorts of knee injuries, knee problems, etc. And at the age of 27, they told me I'd be in a wheelchair. I'd never walk again without pain. And a lot of it was contributed to I had such bad arthritis in my body's knees at that time. And I was supposed to have knee replacement surgery. And I watched the surgical procedure for a knee replacement surgery. I was like, no, thank you. I think I choose something else. The other thing at 27, they told me that I would only be able to have two in my lifetime. So I was looking at numbers as well. So anyway, had little resistance to that. So
just a tad.
So when I heard, if you ask who does it belong to for every thought, feeling, or emotion, I went, wow, I wonder if that works on pain as well. And I did. Every time my body had a sore spot, any time it had something come up for it, I'd say, who does that belong to? I return that to sender now. And I noticed a huge shift just by doing that. And as always, God bless his heart, Gary Douglas was watching me do that. And he said, okay, so what if you apologize to your body for all the old pain that you had locked up in it? Like, huh? So this is another aspect that I added to the who does it belong to that created a lot of change, which was like when I would perceive a discomfort or a pain in my body, I would say, oh, body, I'm really sorry. I know you're trying to tell me something here. I'm willing to let all of that go now. And who does it belong to? And I return it to sender. And I begin having a communication with my body, apologizing to it for having held on to anything that wasn't ours, and giving it permission to let it go. I'm really sorry I did this to you, buddy. I'm willing to let it go now. And I return it to sender. And literally, Lynn, in like 3 weeks, I had such a difference that by 6 weeks, I was off so much of my medication for pain because I was able to change it with who does it belong to. How does it get any better than that? Now, please listen to yourself when you do that. Please know that if you ask who does it belong to, return it to sender, it's a possibility. If you like to add it to your life, and then you can be in the sense of what's true for you. That was what it was for me. I wished to see how this tool could work for me and my body, and I applied it, and it did. And other people have used it, and it's worked too. It's not a fail-safe method unless... So it's not an answer. It's another possibility that you can add to your life. If it makes you feel lighter, it's the truth. And keep working it. It'll get easier. How did that sound, Lynn?
That sounds fantastic.
Woohoo! Have you used any of that for yourself?
Oh, I've used it so many times. And I guess I was using it before I even knew about access in a different way. Mm-hmm. I just always knew that not all this stuff running through my head belonged to me. I didn't know all the right words or anything, and I guess maybe you don't even have to have the right words just to know that it doesn't belong to you. So who does it belong to has saved so much upset and anguish and everything from both of us, Dave included. So... It's one of the best tools that we learned early on.
Yes. It is such a tool. I know there's so much. I know Dane did a whole campaign about who does it belong to a few years ago, when he started doing more on the internet. And it was a lot of fun because they had all these comedy routines about who does it belong to and all these graphic images and how... If you're taking on everybody else's stuff, how can you have lightness? And so it's like the possibility is phenomenal. And I always like to talk about it as I know it has created a huge shift in my life. And usually when people call me and ask me a question, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is like, who does that belong to? Or, is that yours? And 99% of the time they just start laughing because it just gets lighter. And it wasn't theirs. And even they'll say to me, but I asked that. Sometimes it's powerful to have somebody else ask it for you because you're so, what can happen is that you're looking for the answer.
Yes.
See, how many of you have actually been used to when someone asks you a question, you have to come up with an answer? Yeah. It's having to come up with an answer that is the killer or the kicker at the end of a question. You know, who does it belong to is actually the question. That is the answer. By asking who does it belong to, it'll set you free and you can choose again. If you catch yourself looking for the answer, you might want to pock and pod your reaction to that. You might want to pock and pod the answer and ask who does it belong to again. Okay? Because it's cute. It's like, I love it. I have a dear friend who says, who does it belong to? I'll say, who does it belong to? Well, and I go, honey, it's who does it belong to? It's not yours, remember? Oh, thank you. Because she's so used to answering the question that to actually just have the question be the answer can take a little bit of getting used to. So please know you're not messing yourself up if you start looking for the answer. Just know it's not required. So choose again. So if you let your friends know, if ever I ask you something, ask me who does it belong to, and it's working in your favor.
Yes. You don't have to go through your Rolodex or your contacts on your computer to find out who could possibly have sent that to you.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Let it go.
Just let it go. This is the whole way I say it. If it makes you feel lighter, it wasn't yours, let it go. So it's who does it belong to, let it go. If it returns to you, keeps returning, return it to sender with consciousness attached. And how does it get any better than that, and what else is possible? Let it go and move on. And that's part of that exercise I was talking about in the beginning, of when you're just allowing yourself to have that 10 minutes a day of letting stuff go through. Even if you just applied it to that, who does that belong to? Who does that belong to? Who does that belong to? It'll get lighter. But that whole energy of allowing yourself to just let things roll through for 10 minutes a day, and maybe increase it for half an hour, before long you'll be doing that or choosing that more often. And that's the energy of that allowance, the allowance for you. Because that's how this whole conversation began, was looking at allowance for you and your body. What is it? Allowance is everything is just an interesting point of view. And you're choosing to be the space of just letting it go through without having to have a quest, without having to do anything, without having to act or react on anything that you're perceiving. So taking 10 minutes a day to allow you and your body to be, and let everything go through without having to act or react to it. Then for the rest of the time, if you have a thought, feeling, emotion, pain or hunger, you just go, who does that belong to? Return that to sender. Who does that belong to? Return that to sender. Who does that belong to? Return that to sender. And I've had people use it. I had a sweet lady who had fibromyalgia for years, and she couldn't remember anything but, who does that belong to? Pock and Pod, because she knew I said Pock and Pod. So she would go through, she went through her week going, who does that belong to? Pock and Pod. Who does that belong to? Oh, Pock and Pod. And she came in, and a week later, I said, so how are you doing, honey? She said, well, all I could remember was, who does this belong to? Pock and Pod. And I said, wow, so have you noticed any difference? She said, well, yeah, I've been quieter. And she said, and the headache I've had for years went. So a permanent headache that she'd had for 18 years through the fibromyalgia left. So she
That's
had a
awesome.
Whole week without a headache. So please know this question is really lightening you up to be more of you, which is going to give you allowance of you and your body. So who does it belong to? Return it to sender. And remember our favorites. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible? Okay, and if you have chronic or constant body stuff, ask, body, I'm really sorry. I know you've been trying to tell me something. I'm willing to let this go now. Who does it belong to? Return it to sender. Please know that it works. It may sound a little weird because you probably think, it's my pain because I had this surgery, or it's my pain because I had that. We're not trying to get you to let that go. We're just giving you an expansive tool that would allow anything that may be stressing that out or stopping it from healing to move out of the way so that you can have more ease with that as well. Okay.
I have seen using this tool with my clients, with doing colonics on them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the colonics will unearth a lot of emotional stuff. And people will come in and start talking to me and everything, and I'll say, well, who does that belong to? Well, what do you mean? Is it yours or someone else's? And they'll start to bring up the story. And I say, the story's not important. You don't have to do he said, she said. Just let it go. Who does that belong to? And they'll lay on the table and kind of roll the story through silently sometimes and
yes.
keep saying that. Mm-hmm. And the releases get heavier and heavier. Because when you're releasing it emotionally, your body wants to release it physically.
So you mean by heavier that a lot more gets let go?
A lot more gets let go. And so clients that I've had for years now know that when they get on the table, they start talking. They'll either talk to themselves or they talk out loud. And I can't tell you 90% of what they've said, except they're just flowing. Everything is flowing out because they're talking. They're bringing up it up and they're letting it go, and it doesn't belong to them.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing that whole 10-minute thing, you know, letting stuff just go through and not making it significant?
Not making it important or significant, and sometimes they want to do the, well, he said this, and I'm like, it's not important. That's useless. Just let it flow through you and let it go out physically. And they do. And then since we've been with Access and learning the who does this belong to, that has speeded things up even more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful tool. All the tools are wonderful. We use every single one of them. Sometimes there's so many great tools, we forget to use some of them until we go, oh, yeah, we can do that one too, and we do it. So this is the easiest, the fastest.
It is really easy. It is really fast. And it's a lot of fun as well. You know, it's like, I know we were talking in the middle of the show how you can't always ask people who it belongs to because some people get upset about that or they may say something. But I find kids are really good with it. You know, if you ask who does it belong to a kid, and they go, or you say, is it yours? I often say with a kid, is it yours? And no. Cool. You return it to sender and let it go. Okay. Cool. And then off they go.
They have no blocks to it.
No. And it's very fun. It's like I had a call to a family, and their 9-year-old son had been sick, and I walked in and I said, so, is it yours? And he goes, oh, no. I said, where'd you get it from? He goes, oh, the kid at school who tripped over me. I said, would you like to let it go now? Yeah. Cool. Now can we do bars? Uh-huh. And it was totally gone. It was just gone. It was like instant change, and he knew it, and he moved it on. It was really funny. So don't be surprised if kids turn around and answer you, but they'll usually get light because they know that they don't have to hang on to it. We adults have had a few more years to figure things out. So a lot of the time, the figuring out is what gets us. Okay, here's that thing, Lynn. What did the constipated mathematician do?
I don't know.
He figured it out with a pencil.
I didn't know there was any colonic jokes floating around.
See, David's not here to keep us in line today.
I know it.
I was like, what would David say? No. No. And that's the thing. Whenever you figure it out, you're just getting stuck in it.
Yeah.
This is one of those. That was my lead into that one. Whenever you try to figure anything out, well, especially with a colon therapist on the phone, I mean, hello, it works out.
You betcha.
Whenever you try to figure it out, you're making it more significant and solid, which is what Lynn was talking about. And that's where it's like allowing it to just go through and move through. And so these tips are ways in which you can do that. You know, interesting point of view, and do that exercise where you're just allowing the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions to just run through. Or if you're lucky to be on a colon table, who does it belong to? And just letting that rush through, or, as Lynn said, talking it out and not making it stick. Who does it belong to? Return it to sender. And then in your everyday life, who does it belong to? Return to sender is another way of you not sticking it to yourself. You not hanging on to it, and you not having to live through everything else that isn't even yours. So how does it get any better than that, and what else is possible? And what would it take for you to allow that for your body and you to generate allowance for the body and you that's true for you? Okay? And that leads into us then not having to make ourselves wrong for things and not trying to get it right and not trying to figure it out, which we'll do maybe next week.
Maybe.
It allows us to come out of solidity and judgment into flow, question, and choice. That's the idea. And that's the plan.
And it's so much easier when you're in flow and just letting it ease instead of putting it down and turning it around and seeing what happened and where this came from and how come this and why this. And it just gets too much and just blow it with who does this belong to and move on.
I love how you just described that thing, because you just described how all of us have functioned at one point or sometime, or may still be functioning, where we try to figure out who, what, where, when, why, and how.
Yep.
And all of that is just moving through it and can be making it significant. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just it can take longer to shift because you're making it more significant than it requires to be. However, you can just clear the slate with who does it belong to, return it to sender. And at first, it may seem like you're just saying it like an automatic pilot. You may just saying it, not really believing it that it's going to work. However, if you will continue to use it, it will shift. It will change. As we say, if you do it for 3 days, who does it belong to for every thought, feeling, and emotion, it can shift. And if you forget it, pull it out again and use it again. And then you'll forget it and pull it out again and use it again. It's one of those tools that will continue to be there in your life if you use it, and it will assist when you recall it. So anywhere and anything that has been brought up today that hasn't let go of yet, that you would like to let go of, can we just do that now?
Yes.
Will you just, thank you. And will you just join our creator? Right, wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Are you getting ready to wind me up, Lynn? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I love to shift in high gear. I used to race motorcycles, so I like to go fast. And access is fast for me. I love it. I just love it. So, and we need to know what you're doing out there in Santa Barbara's coming up. What are your classes? What's happening? You got anything going?
We do. We do. This weekend, the 14th, I'm going to be doing a facelift class. Access Energetic Facelift, which is really a wonderful technique that allows all those wrinkles and all that stuff that you carry on your face a chance to unlock and release. Woohoo! So we're going to be doing that. We're also going to be doing a bars trade after that. So if you'd like to come and experience bars and you're in the Santa Barbara area, come get online, let us know, and we'll have people to run your bars. Or if you know bars and you want to come and trade, that's what we're going to do. So it's beautiful here at the moment, so we thought, why not enjoy the sun and do that?
Fantastic. We have a fabulous class on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Woohoo!
Which is also David's birthday, so he's doing a birthday class. Well, I'm doing the birthday class. And we have another class on the 21st. Our massage therapist is doing her bars class. For all the massage therapy, everyone is welcome. Massage therapists get CEUs. So come on down. Give us a call. We've got a couple of spaces left.
Oh, bars are so good. I know I was going to mention bars as one of the tools that you can use to have allowance for you. And if you have the space and to take the care to go and have your bars run, oh, honey, it's like a... who does it belong to, magnified.
Yes.
You just get to lay there and release. Woohoo!
Yep.
And receive. How does it get any better than that?
We've been doing bars back and forth 10 days straight. And some of the practitioners that I talk to in Michigan, some of them do them on each other 10 days in a row, and they break through anything that's holding them back in any areas of their life. So it's kind of like a constant energy flow. Woo!
It is. If you can do that 10 days, like if you can have someone run your bars for 10 days, woohoo! Or even every couple of days, you know, it's like I like to get mine done once a week at least. And I realize that sometimes that is just too long. That if you got top-ups in between, it would be fabulous.
Yes.
So... rock on, Lynn. How does it get any better than that? What else is possible?
Pretty cool. You know, depending on the clients that I have coming in, I work on a lot of people that have cancer and lupus and, you know, a lot of stories coming in. And so sometimes once or twice a week,
running the bars for myself is okay. Sometimes I need three times or even more just to keep all the stuff flowing away and out and way over there and way over there.
Bars is a way that allows you to just be an interesting point of view so that you're not making anything significant for you or anyone else. So every time you do, who does it belong to? Every time you get your bars run, you're alleviating the pressure of yourself, your life, your body, and the planet. When one of us let go of judgment, we're assisting the planet in being able to be free and ease as well. So please know, every who does it belong to you're asking for, and every bar session, we're doing some really great stuff, really allowing freedom and ease on this planet. So for you, taking care of you can contribute to the bigger picture in so many ways. And for everybody out there saying, who does it belong to, and how does it get you better than that, and getting your bars around, thank you, thank you, thank you. And what else can we contribute to this phenomenal planet, to our lives, your lives, and consciousness everywhere?
We should just have a whole thing of who does this belong to, you know, everyone gather in a park and just keep chanting that. Cool, huh?
Okay, we could do that. Everybody listening could be doing
this part of the allowance. This part of the allowance, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, I had a visual, honey, that was hysterical. David's probably cacking himself on that one. If you're listening to us, David, that one was a good giggle. Gotta turn it into a chanting movement.
Yeah, okay. You know, we could just march up and down the streets. Who does this belong to? I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen?
You will take a tool and run with it, my love. I know. Well, anybody who wants to do that, get in touch with Lynn. Otherwise, please, please, please know who does it belong to whenever you have a thought-filling emotion.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll work for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Well, that's it. I didn't do any of the websites, and I apologize. It would be Audrey Lynette. What is your website, Audrey?
AudreyLynette.com,
yes.
Or viableoptions.com. Check us out, and all the info is there. We love you, and we'll see you next week, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. Take us
Bye.
Out, Don.
Bye.